At the heart of the Epstein saga, one of the key questions, did Jeffrey Epstein actually take his own life? The New York Times releasing a months-long investigation today attempting to answer it.
That it would have entailed a massive conspiracy that would have been nearly impossible to pull off to murder him. So everything points towards the fact that he killed himself.
Relying on millions of publicly released documents and dozens of interviews with inmates, prison guards, law enforcement, and others. The report revealing notes it says Epstein handwrote in the days before his death, including this one. Only pain to me and others in the future, it says. Not very much fun. Epstein's cellmate Nick Tartaglione, since convicted of multiple murders, tells the Times that Epstein came back from court after being denied bail and asked, "How do you make a noose?" Tartaglione says he caught Epstein preparing for suicide twice, including trying to tie a sheet to the grate over the cell window. Tartaglione says he told the guards, but nothing was done. Days later, Epstein was discovered motionless, but still alive. What the DOJ Inspector General concluded was a possible suicide attempt. 2 weeks later, Epstein was found dead in his cell. The Times investigation focuses on Epstein's last cellmate, Efrain Reyes, who said he told Epstein, "Don't try to kill yourself in this cell," according to a document in the Epstein files. Reyes was later moved out of the prison, saying he warned guards, "Get him a good bunkie. He's not good to be alone." Epstein did not get another cellmate.
Inmates are very unlikely to hurt themselves if they have somebody near them. And so that was a huge mistake.